Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Green Bay Packers and their 2022 NFL draft needs is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Packers today, man. Talking about their draft needs, who they can help with Aaron Rodgers and company, and how they can get even further this year in the playoffs, man, because this is a team where they got a small window of opportunity, and we'll see what they can do with it, how they can make the most of it.
Absolutely. And we also want to see exactly how that goes for the Green Bay Packers. All of our fans watching from our show or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. It's because of you and you're sharing our show, 100 Yards of Football, by word of mouth that has us growing so quickly and so strong with over 1,000 episodes of our live video podcast and over 700 episodes of our new podcast that's been airing for over a year now. So we are super appreciative to you. Thank you for listening and watching every single week live or on our podcast, you know, every single week, and listening back to all of our classic episodes as we provide incredible detail information, history specials, interviews, and everything that you need to get you through your day in the football world. And of course, we got Logan Landers here. So, I mean, that's one of the big treats I have every week is to listen to the in-depth coverage that you're able to provide, brother. So, the Green Bay Packers, what happened in the offseason? What are their needs? And what do we expect from the draft this season?
Well, like you said, what happened in the offseason? More like what didn't happen off the season, man, because they had a ton of news coming out, man. They have guys re-signing, guys leaving. Packers fans happy. Packers fans in riots. I mean, there's a whole lot of emotions if you're a cheesehead this past offseason, man. So let's go the big one, right? Aaron Rodgers, he's re-signed. 3 years, $150 million. Pretty good-sized contract, I would say. He'll end his career after this contract, I am sure. While Jordan Love, he thought this might have been his time. You know, he got drafted a couple seasons ago. Rodgers was a free agent. He's like, all right, it's my time to shine, baby. And unfortunately not yet. Maybe in 3 years, or maybe he'll get traded. Who knows? I feel bad for the young man, though, because like that, this might have been his time. But it is all for naught. So like I said, Aaron Rodgers has re-signed after, like, he might not, but he is back for the rest of his career, more than likely. They have lost a few pieces as well. Let's talk about who has left the team. Za'Darius Smith, edge rusher. He has left for the Vikings. Davante Adams, their top receiver, he is gone for the Raiders. They've also lost Billy Turner to the Broncos. They've lost Chandon Sullivan again to the Vikings. Lucas Patrick went over to the rivals with the Bears. Isaac Yiadom, the cornerback, went to the Texans. They've lost their punter to the Browns. They've lost Oren Burks to the Niners. They lost St. Brown, another good receiver, to the Bears. They've also lost Kingsley Keke, the defensive lineman, to the Texans. They've also lost MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, to the Kansas City Chiefs. So they've lost a lot of their key talent around Roger. Let's be real here. They've lost a lot of players. But they've also gained some as well. They've also re-signed some. Preston Smith is coming back. Randall Cobb, the longtime vet, is coming back again. Kevin King, the corner, still waiting for a contract. Robert Tonyan, the tight end, is coming back. Devondre Campbell, the linebacker, has re-signed. Dennis Kelly, Tyler Lancaster, and Whitney Mercilus are all still waiting for contracts. Actually, Whitney Mercilus retired the other day, I believe, so he is no longer going to be playing football. He has decided to call it a career and, you know, just chill out, enjoy his family, and watch the Packers this year as opposed to playing for the Packers. So, up next, let's see. They also have some more time. They've re-signed. Rasul Douglas, the cornerback, is coming back. Alan Lazard, Jack Heflin, Randall Ramsey, Malik Turner, all of those gentlemen are back on the pack. Kyrese Barnes, Dominic Daphne, Jake Hansen, they are all coming back once again. Henry Black, Chauncey Rivers, and David Moore, still waiting to see where they're going to go, if they're going to be a Packer this year, if they're not going to play, and we'll see what they're doing. So it's been a very trying offseason for the Packers. Like I said, they've lost a lot of guys. They've gained some as well. But looking at their draft picks, right, they have a decent amount of draft capital here. They have two picks in the first round, picks 28 and 22. So, I mean, if they wanted to move up, they definitely could. You can throw both of those in there, throw one of them. So they definitely have something to play with here. In the second round, pick 53 and 59. In the third round, pick 92. In the fourth round, pick 132 and 140. In the fifth round, pick 171. And in the seventh, they have three picks at 228, 249, and 258. So the Packers have a good amount of draft capital. After a heartbreaking loss, right, to the 49ers last year, kind of an upset in the divisional round, they're hoping to potentially get better this year, hopefully make it further in the playoffs, try and get Aaron Rodgers another Super Bowl in these next 3 years before he is going to call it quits. We'll see what he can do. So what do the Packers need? Who can they draft? I feel like you got to go with a wide receiver first overall. You got to. You've lost, what, three or four of your top receivers. It's going to be, Aaron Rodgers is going to need someone new to throw to. So you definitely, I think, need to go with a wide receiver with your 22nd overall pick, if not 28th, right? So you got to go with someone there. And Jeremiah, fun thing here. The last time the Packers drafted a wide receiver, it's been 20 seasons. 2002 was the last time they drafted a wide receiver in the first round. So they're going to end that drought, I would hope, this upcoming year and go with some more weapons with Aaron Rodgers. There's a ton of amazing quality guys out there. We've covered a lot of them, and they definitely, I think, need to get a wide receiver with their first-round pick. The other first-round pick, I feel like you need to go with an offensive lineman, go with someone to protect Aaron Rodgers. Like I say, he's not getting any younger. I know he can scramble a decent amount, but he is getting older and older with each passing day, so you got to try and limit him to scrambling as much as he can to take less hits as usual. So go with an offensive lineman, help out Aaron Rodgers, also help him out with a good wide receiver. Use those two first-round picks to your advantage. Like I said, in the second round, go with some defense. Get some edge rushers. Help out your defense and get some just strike some fear into the opposing quarterback's heart. Help him out. Get your defense looking good. Get a defensive lineman. Get a defensive tackle, defensive edge. And then also go back a little bit and that next pick, try and get you a good linebacker. Like I said, you lost Whitney Mercilus. You lost a lot of guys. You got to try and make up for it in these later round picks. Maybe fifth rounders, right, in the latter half, go with some safety help, some cornerback help, get some depth, maybe get a backup tight end in there. And I feel that if they go with a pretty heavy offensive-minded approach in the early picks and then in the latter round picks, maybe the third round throughout the rest, go with some defensive help, I thought that would help out the Packers a good amount. This is going to be a tough team this year, man. They are a good team. They are going to be a competitive team, obviously, with, you know, MVP Aaron Rodgers. But we'll see what they can do. I'm not feeling super confident as much as I was last year about it just because they've lost so many good pieces. And you never know how these guys are going to turn out in the draft. So we'll see what they can do. But I think that they still have a good window of opportunity. I still think they're going to do very well in the regular season. I expect them to make the postseason, obviously. So the real question is, how far can they go in the postseason? Because that's always been kind of the big knock on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders is, you know, it's like, you know, you can make it to the playoffs every year, but how far can you advance? That's the real question. And, you know, there's going to be three more seasons of that, and we'll see if Rodgers can get another Super Bowl within that time range. It'll be interesting to see, but the Packers got a good draft class. They got a good amount of picks this year. They can definitely make some noise come this late April. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And we want to see them get back one more time. We've only got a few more seasons, of course, if it all passed this. So we definitely want to see that. I definitely love what Green Bay is doing. They're such a physical team. And so we want to see them get a few more great picks for this one. And if anybody, is thinking about what they want their team to get in there, then put it in the comments. We want to hear from you. All of our Green Bay Packers fans, what are their needs? Do you agree with our picks? And what do you think that they need in this NFL draft? We want to hear from you. So put that into the comments. Or if you're listening to our podcast, come and join us over there. And you can leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. If you're over on Spotify, you can just follow us and give us a 5-star review. And anywhere else that you love listening, whether it's on Google, whether it's on Overcast, Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or natively on our Believe Podcast Network, which is who helps bring us our podcast every single week. We love bringing you our content and we want to hear from you. So please let us know. And thank you so much for all your shares, all of your organic shares over on LinkedIn, over on your Facebook, over on Instagram, and anywhere that you love to share us. Plus your word of mouth sharing, just telling your friends and family about 100 yards of football. That's all you really have to do, because that's what helps us to grow the fastest every single week. So thank you so much for that. And we really appreciate all of your support. This has been our coverage of the NFL draft prospect needs for the Green Bay Packers with our host, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.